Joseph Roberts Jr., a 47-year-old veteran, arrived at the Carriage Hill Nursing and Rehab Center in Fredericksburg, Virginia in May 2011. He had broken his hip and had a host of other medical conditions, including numbness and paralysis on one side. He was taking painkillers for severe back trouble and was being treated for depression. Roberts was a smoker, and that was significant because Carriage Hill is a smoke-free facility. But he insisted on smoking anyway, and early one morning, a Carriage Hill staff member took him outside in a wheelchair near a landscaped area to have a cigarette.
And he was left outside, and they went back in to do their work, and when they came back out, he was on fire.
That's Charlotte Roberts, Joseph's wife. Joseph has since died from an unrelated infection. Charlotte did not witness the incident. She says she's pieced together the story from his recollections and testimony from others. She says Joseph ended up on the ground and tried to put the fire out.
But he was rolling in mulch, and so that caught him more on fire.
Exactly how the fire started has been in dispute. Carriage Hill has cited Joseph's history of mental illness and suggested he may have lit his clothes on fire intentionally. But attorney Charles Meltmar, who represents the Roberts estate, says Joseph testified the fire started by accident.
He testified to in deposition that he saw the fire coming up his left leg. He tried to put it out, but because he had left arm contractures, left wrist contractures, he was unable to do it.
Joseph was taken to the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond with second and third degree burns on his legs. Earlier this month, a jury awarded his family nearly $1.3 million, plus $170,000 in interest.
He was someone who was suffering from mental impairment as well as physical impairment. And the combination of the both of those illnesses really meant that he needed to be watched or evicted, and they didn't either.
Carriage Hill administrators had agreed to an in-person interview, but they canceled at the last minute, saying they were evaluating options for an appeal and decided a conversation would be premature. In a written statement, the facility said it respectfully disagrees with the jury's decision. Our committed and qualified staff is always striving to improve, the statement reads, and will continue to focus on providing the highest level of care for our patients. It also notes an initiative to improve quality of care. But Carriage Hill refused to discuss safety issues that continue to plague the facility. In January 2012, 6 months after the fire, Carriage Hill was placed on a federal list of special focus facilities. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, these are nursing homes with a pattern of serious problems that have persisted over a long period of time. Lorraine Ryan is a CMS spokesperson. She says within 18 to 24 months of being added to the list, facilities are expected to reach one of three outcomes.
One is improvement in graduation. The second option would be actual termination from Medicare. The third option is an extension of time, and that's really for nursing homes that have shown very promising progress that would benefit from having additional time.
Carriage Hill has been on the special focus facility list for 19 months, and according to CMS, it has not shown improvement. CMS gives Carriage Hill 1 star out of 5 and calls its overall rating well below average. The most recent state health department inspection in June documented numerous deficiencies. It cited a case in December in which a patient fell while trying to move from a wheelchair to the toilet, sustaining a hip fracture that required surgery. The inspection quotes a Carriage Hill report attributing the fall to the failure of a certified nursing assistant. The CNA reportedly wheeled the patient to the bathroom and then left the patient alone. In a written response to the report, Carriage Hill says all nursing staff will have more training on moving and assisting residents. Joni Latimer is Virginia's long-term care ombudsman. She says consumers should be concerned about safety records like Carriage Hill's.
I think that it's a concern for the whole community around that nursing home to be aware of that and to be a resource, get involved in trying to help.
Latimer encourages families to look at records on the CMS website before choosing a nursing home or rehab facility and to reach out to local area agencies on aging. But she says it's often hard to make sense of reams of inspections, evaluations, and quality measures.
It can be pretty overwhelming, even if they know where to find the information. How to really interpret it is another piece of it.
Latimer encourages people to visit nursing homes, even several times, and talk with staff, patients, and their families before making a decision about where to go. I'm Rebecca Blatt.